From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. What's hacked in Vegas does not stay in Vegas, but this week, thousands of people interested in all sorts of hacking are gathering in Nevada to network, take down networks, and work on making hardware and software stronger by exposing weakness. Two conferences, Black Hat and DEF CON, are well known to the cybersecurity industry, but a thriving ecosystem of other meetups and other events are happening in Vegas as well. Our friend and Sophos cybersecurity expert Chester Wisniewski will be at a lot of those events. Chester, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, so PasswordCon. This starts tomorrow, and what's going on at PasswordCon?
Well, it's kind of all the global minds in security coming together trying to figure out the best way to tackle this authentication problem. How do we really know that Ben is Ben when Ben wants to log into the Yo app or into Bank of America? There's enough material now for there to be an entire conference just on passwords. And there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff there, a lot of academic research.
There's a lot of nerds there. What are they doing?
Well, it's mostly nerds of the hackerish flavor. We've got everything from amateur security people who are just interested in the field. You've got probably criminal hackers. You've certainly got ethical hackers. You've got government spooks that'll be certainly there, both recruiting and trying to see what everybody's talking about in the security community, as well as professionals like myself who work within the security community trying to make your data a little more safe along the way.
Anything that you're thinking about specifically that you think is going to be big this year at the set of conferences?
I think without a doubt, privacy and mobile are probably top of mind. With last year's allegations from Snowden, of course, still reverberating throughout the community, a lot of the more hackerish style of the community is very interested in maintaining their privacy. Not because what they do isn't legal, but now we've got confirmation that, in fact, we are being watched. And what kind of clever tools and communication mechanisms can we use to better ensure our privacy? And then, of course, the other side is just this crazy proliferation of mobile devices. With everybody having an iPhone or an Android of some sort in their pocket these days, there's lots of security research being done on how those devices may be compromised, used to spy on people, and what we can do to better protect those as well.
All right, Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you, man.
Thanks for having me.